From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting hundreds are dead at the Hajj. A stampede in Saudi Arabia killed at least 717 people Thursday and injured more than 800. Video from the scene showed bodies strewn across the ground in Mina, 5 kilometers east of Mecca. Muslims visit the site to throw rocks at pillars representing the devil in a final ritual before beginning the Eid al-Adha holiday. A Congo-Brazzaville opposition leader says people will take to the streets on Sunday to protest President Denis Sassou Nguesso's decision to seek a third term. Guy Kinfusia Romain, president of the Union for Democracy and Republic Party, said people will take a page from Burkina Faso's demonstrations against their president's bid for a third time. Meanwhile, life is getting back to normal in Burkina Faso. Emily Yab reports.
Army tanks and policemen are less visible in the streets of Ouagadougou a day after coup leaders from the presidential guard handed power back to the transitional civilian government. Some banks are open for the first time in days, as are shops in the market. Most petrol stations are still closed but are due to reopen Friday. Fuel shortages led street vendors to increase gas prices by 50% this week. The main city square is still blocked off, so Muslims wishing to celebrate Eid al-Adha Thursday had to go to the municipal stadium to pray. Emily Yap, Ouagadougou.
Pope Francis called on the U.S. Congress and the American people to set aside divisions and to renew what he called a spirit of fraternity and solidarity, cooperating generously for the common good. The Roman Catholic leader is the first pope to address Congress. He was warmly applauded throughout his 50-minute speech. This is VOA News.